请我们来看《传道书》第一章。
Let's turn to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
第二节
Verse 2
传道者说虚空的虚空虚空的虚空凡事都是虚空请念
Vanity of vanities, says the preacher Vanity of vanities, all is vanity
如果有一个人他没有信主耶稣他人生看起来很乐观觉得人生非常的有意思这是因为他没有仔细去思想人生
If a person who does not believe in Jesus Christ has a very optimistic view of life that is because they have not carefully considered the meaning of life
反过来说如果一个人已经信了耶稣还觉得生活很虚空人生很乏味那这是因为他没有住在基督里面
And conversely, if a person believes in Jesus Christ but feels that life is still in vain or empty, then they have not truly lived in Christ.
这里说凡事都是虚空
Here it says, all is vanity.
凡事把我们一生的事情都包括在内结论这是虚空的
All, including everything in our life, is vanity.
因为基本上所罗门的生活是没有神的
Because ultimately Solomon did not have God in his life
所以他的结论一切都是空的
Therefore his conclusion was all is empty
那今天我们在基督里面旧事已过都变成新的
But for us who are in Christ we now have a new life
在基督里面我们就要超越人生的虚空
And in Christ, we can transcend the vanity of life.
昨天我们查考过三点。
Yesterday, we studied three things.
第一个，在基督里面，我们要超越工作的虚空。
In Christ, we have to transcend the vanity of our work.
第二点。
Secondly,
在基督里面，我们要超越大自然的虚空。
We have to transcend the vanity of nature.
好，第三点。
Thirdly,
在基督里面，我们要超越历史的虚空。
We have to transcend the futility of history.
因为已过的世代没有人纪念，将来的世代人也不纪念。
Because things of the past people easily forget, and things of the future will be easily forgotten.
过去就消失了。这是虚空的
Because whatever is past is past, and this is also vanity.
那从十二章第一章的十二节开始，一直到结束。
From chapter one, starting from verse 12 to the end.
所罗门在描写另外一种虚空。
Solomon is describing another kind of vanity.
就是知识的智慧，知识跟智慧的虚空。
And this is the vanity of knowledge and wisdom.
我们现在常常看到华人的父母很注重教育。
Now we see that many Chinese parents emphasize their children's education.
在美国很出名的大学里面，我们仔细去统计，那个亚裔的亚裔的大概三分之一哦。
And a lot of the important American universities, there are over a third of Asians.
因为这个亚裔的亚裔的从亚洲来受到孔子思想的影响很注重教育
because their culture has been influenced by Confucianism and emphasizes education
所以有一句话说万般皆下品只有读书是最高
so I'm just saying that of all things in this world education is the most important
如果一个人有钱没有受过教育我们说他很俗气但是如果有钱又受过教育就讲法就不一样
If a person is wealthy but has no education then we say that they are maybe too practical but a person who has education and is wealthy then we see them in a different light
书中有黄金屋书中有颜如玉 就是啊，读书里面有很多的好处啊。
And there are many valuable things in an education.
啊，所以我们看很多的父母聚集在一起在谈什么。
So often when parents come together, what do they talk about?
哇，我的孩子 SAT 搞几分，那你的又几分？
They'll ask each other what their children's SAT scores were.
啊，我孩子读什么常春藤的，或者美国最好的大学，那你的孩子呢？
And they talk about how their children are getting into such and such a college or university.
但如果我们要把所罗门的话搬出来讲啊。
But we have to look at what Solomon said.
当头一棒啊，凡事都是虚空啊。
But all of this is vanity as well.
这些东西都是空的。
All of these are empty.
那这样讲起来不是太消极吗？
Doesn't this seem too pessimistic?
那讲起来那不是说我们小孩子都不要读，随便读就好吗？
Doesn't this mean that we'll just let our children do what they want?
当然，圣经里面讲的虚空不是要叫我们消极。
The vanity here does not call us to be passive.
而是要在基督里面很积极的去超越。
But we have to be able to transcend these things in Christ.
所以有时候我们在看到一些父母在夸耀自己子女的这些智慧啦、聪明啦。我们如果站在圣经来讲，是在他们不晓得他们在讲什么。
So if we hear parents boasting about their children being so smart or so talented, they don't know what they're talking about according to the Bible.
因为如果没有在基督里面，
because if their children are not in Christ,
这个都是虚空的。
Even these things are in vain.
为什么？
Why?
那我们现在就进到十二节来找答案。
So let's look at the answer in verse 12.
十二节。我传道者在耶路撒冷做过以色列的王，十三节。
And verse 13.
我专心用智慧寻求，查究天下所做的一切事，乃知道神叫世人所经验的是极重的劳苦。所罗门王是最有智慧的一个。
King Solomon was the wisest man in the world.
因为神告诉他你可以求一件事情。
Because God initially asked him what he wanted.
他没有求财富，他也没有求长寿。
He did not ask for wealth or long life.
他只求智慧。
He asked for wisdom.
所以神很高兴，就赐给他智慧。
So God was very pleased and then gave him this wisdom.
用中国话来讲，他的智慧是前无古人，后无来者。
And his wisdom was far greater than any who had come before him or any after him.
那如果所罗门这个智慧啊，如果现在活在这个世代里面，
so if Solomon were still alive today,
我想他大概是 SAT 是满分的。
I think he probably would have gotten full score on his SAT.
如果读哈佛，大概第一名毕业。
He probably would have graduated first in his class at Harvard.
那没有一科他读不通的。
And there was nothing that he wouldn't know.
他可能是百科的。
He probably would have been. Wise in everything.
博士学位不晓得几个。
And gotten a number of PhDs.
因为这么有智慧的一个人。
Because he was so full of wisdom.
神赐给他。
This wisdom was from God.
他用他的智慧，他所以十三节说，我用我的智慧来寻求查究天下所做的一切事。
And he said he applied his mind to seek and to search out wisdom, by wisdom, all that is done under heaven.
这个每一件事情啊，那背后它有它一套的道理在里面。
And all of these things have their principles.
那所罗门他能够用智慧去寻求、去分析、去研究、
And、
去归纳。
Solomon was able to measure and to seek and understand the principles behind many things.
那他把这个一切的事情这样仔细去想。
So he thought about many things.
到最后他的结论就是神叫世人在世界上一生所经验是极重的劳苦。
But his final conclusion was, it is an unhappy business that God has given to the sons of men to be busy with.
那这个在讲什么？
What is he talking about?
智慧一直在世界上一直在读，一直在想，那一直在追求，到最后只发现一件事实，就是人活在世界上是极其劳苦。
And after all of this study and pursuit of wisdom and knowledge, his final outcome is that all we have in this world is labor and toil.
那为什么他会这样讲？
Why would he say such a thing?
摩西啊，在诗篇的九十篇 他里面也这样讲。
Moses also wrote in Psalm chapter 90.
他说人活着是七十岁。
That a man lives in this world for 70 years.
强壮可以到八十岁。
If they are strong, perhaps to 80.
那其中所能够经夸的是什么？
And what do we have to boast of?
劳苦愁烦。
Worry and toil.
转眼成空。
And all is emptiness.
摩西也是很有智慧一个人。
Moses was also a wise man.
他学习埃及一切的学问。
He had received the best education in all of Egypt.
说话行事都有能力。
And he was eloquent and also able.
他在当时他头脑很聪明一个人。
So he must have been a very intelligent man.
他对人生的体验。
And he experienced a lot in life.
从王宫到旷野。
From the palace of the king to the wilderness.
再加上他的思想。
And also his own thoughts.
他最后他发现也是一样，劳苦愁烦。到时候也是空的。
He also came to the same conclusion that life is full of emptiness and toil.
所以这个十三节到最后让人知道说，如果没有认识神。
And so, if one does not know God,
你真的很聪明，到最后那个聪明就会让你认识一件事情。
Then, the final conclusion of your wisdom will lead you to one thing.
就是在经历一场很重的劳苦。
That our life is full of toil.
那我们看那个哲学家哈，他常常用头脑去思想，写一些很多书都别人都看不懂了。
And we see there are some philosophers who spend all of their time thinking, and they write a number of books that nobody else understands.
大部分哲学家都是很悲观的。
And most philosophers are quite pessimistic.
如果他很乐观，大概没有读通了。
If they are very optimistic, they probably haven't thought about it enough.
因为他仔细去思想，发现人生很多的问题。
Because if they think carefully, there are many problems in life.
但是找不到答案。
That don't have answers.
那苦闷不是从这里出来吗？
And isn't this what causes our worry?
所以这里讲说，让人经重极重的劳苦，这是对的。
So it is true that the sum of it all is we are full of toil and trouble.
好，我们看十四节。
Now let's read Ecclesiastes chapter 1 verse 14.
说我看见日光之下所做的一切事，都是虚空，都是捕风。这个智慧的人呢、他看人在日光之下，就是这个世界所做的事情、都是虚空跟捕风。
And here he also says that everything that is done under the sun, all is vanity and a striving after wind.
虚空就是等于零了。
And vanity means zero.
也就是没有意义，没有价值。
There is no value, there is no meaning.
捕风就好像你好像抓到什么，但是一摸里面什么也没有。
Striving after wind means even after pursuing it, you come up with nothing.
那日光之下所做的一切，你要做这一些，要花时间，要用精神，要用体力，要用钱财。
And seeing everything that is done under the sun requires effort and toil and money.
到最后是零了，没有意义，是没有价值。
Even after all that, we come up with nothing.
好，那为什么这个传道者对这个智慧的结论是这么悲观？
So why is this preacher so pessimistic about life.
这个十五节他谈到一点。
Let's look at verse 15.
我们看十五节。
Verse 15.
十五节说，弯曲的不能够变直，缺少的不能够足数。
What is crooked cannot be made straight. What is lacking cannot be numbered.
也就是世界上这些智慧啊，其实讲起来啊，能够成就的事情很少。
So, the wisdom of this world can actually accomplish very little.
弯曲的，你可以发现什么是弯曲的。
You can find out what is crooked.
啊，但是有智慧的人不一定能够使它变直啊。
But a person who is wise may not be able to make it straight.
因为人没有那个能力。
Because we don't have the ability.
这也就是世界上智慧的有限性。
And this is the limits of our wisdom.
弯曲是什么？
What is crooked?
人的个性弯曲。
People's nature are crooked.
因为人带有罪性。
Because people are sinful in nature.
不能变直。
and they are unable to change.
你要怎么改变一个人的个性?
How can you change another person's nature?
我们都当过父母的，我们都知道。 你要怎么改变孩子?
And those of us who are parents know you can't change your children.
你要怎么改变你的配偶?
How are you going to change your spouse?
很难啊。
It's very hard.
我们常常想要改变别人都很失望。
So if we try to change another person, often we fail.
为什么很失望?
Why do we fail?
因为我们都没有办法改变自己啊。
Because we can't even change ourselves.
我怎么去改变别人?
How can I change another person?
所以这个智慧到最后让我们发现说它很有限。
So we see that this kind of wisdom is limited.
我记得几年前读过一篇文章。
Remember a few years ago, I read an essay.
美国有一个小儿科医生。
And there was a pediatrician.
他写过这个育婴手册。
And he wrote a book about how to care for children.
他说这本育婴手册是 这个育婴的好像圣经一样很有分量。
And his book became like the Bible of raising children.
我以前看过，好像我太太买过一本。
I think my wife also bought this book.
哇，翻翻看。
So I flipped through it.
那里面还有一些包括怎么教这个小小的孩子。
And it also told us how to teach our children.
那他死了以后，那个人就给他评论。And
after he died, people wrote about him.
他说他的人生是很讽刺性的。And
his life was very ironic.
因为他在教别人怎么教小孩子。Because
he teaches their children.
他一生最大的问题就是他两个孩子没有办法教。And
the greatest problem in his life was he couldn't teach his own children.
一直到他死不好教。
Even until the day that he died, he couldn't control his children.
看起来他很有智慧，他能够写这么一本很畅销的书。
It seemed that he must have been very wise to write such a popular and important book.
但是他小孩子那个弯曲的，他没有办法让他变直。But
if his children became crooked, he had no way of making them straight.
所以很显然的，他写这本书啊，也是讲一些理论而已。So
of course, what he wrote was only theoretical.
参考。
It's only for us to ponder.
那再前几年前,
and several years before that,
我就看过另外一个报道,
I saw another report.
就是美国有一个很出名的婚姻的专栏作家,
there was a very famous marital counselor.
他写了很多专栏在解决人的婚姻问题。
And this person wrote many things about how to resolve marriage conflicts.
有一天, 他在专栏写了一篇文章,
and he wrote an essay.
他说他的婚姻将要结束。
He said that his own marriage was breaking apart.
大家都觉得很惊讶, 你不是天天在写文章吗?
And everybody was so surprised. Aren't you writing about this all day long?
因为他头脑很聪明, 书读得很多。
Because he understood a lot and had studied a lot about this. But what is crooked cannot be made straight. Even his own marriage, he couldn't correct. So we find a lot of these examples in life.
A
lot of people study a lot, understand a lot, but yet they have so many problems in their family. There are a lot of questions that remain unanswered. So we see that the wisdom of this world is not all-powerful. And following that, what is lacking cannot be numbered.
缺少什么?
What do we lack?
最基本的就是缺少生活的需要。
We lack our daily needs.
我们不要看到纽约很多无家可归啊，那个homeless有很多受过很高的教育的。
And if you look at the homeless on the street, some of them have also received an education before.
有的教育相当高啊。
Some of them have graduated with degrees.
有时候我们在学校里面听人讲啊，毕业就是失业。
We often expect to have a career after we graduate from college.
特别读的如果很冷门的话，不是很热门。
But if you go into a field that's not very popular.
那有的在学校里面读第一名。
And some people have graduated at the top of their class.
那出来找不到事情。
When the even when they come out, they can't find a job.
所以头脑很聪明, 不一定你生活就有保障。
So even if you're very smart, it doesn't guarantee anything in life.
这是最基本的一种需要啊。
There are certain basic needs that we have.
再进入更深的一层需要, 就是人心灵的需要。
And more than that, we have spiritual needs as well.
聪明人啊, 不一定他心灵就满足啊。
People who are smart aren't necessarily satisfied.
台湾有一个作家叫三毛, 那三毛。
There's an author, a Chinese author.
这个所谓文学作家应该是就是说，这是人写出来是人心灵的粮食啊，很无聊，看一看你心就会得到满足啊，应该是这样才对。And
authors believe that your spiritual needs can be fulfilled by what you read.
但是到最后他自杀了，but
this particular author eventually committed suicide.
他现在开一些讲习，做谈会啊，好多人去参加。
He even had many interviews and conferences that many people attended.
那如果他心灵的需要，他都能够解决，都能够补足。
If he were able to fill his spiritual needs,
他的困难都能解决。
And he were able to find the answers to all his problems,
他怎么会找这一条路呢？
Then why would he come to such an end?
所以有智慧的人，他不一定。
So a person who is wise does not necessarily live a life of satisfaction.
日本一个文学作家得过诺贝尔奖金, 后来也是自杀。
There was a Japanese writer who won the Nobel Prize in Literature, and he also committed suicide.
这些头脑很聪明的人, 到他最后发现他内心所缺乏的,他的智慧,聪明, 没有办法给他带来答案。
So these people who are even filled with knowledge and wisdom still find that they don't have all the answers to life.
所以智慧让我们知道问题的关键所在, 但是智慧不能够改变现实。
So wisdom may lead us to know that there are problems and questions, but they do not always provide the answers.
那这不是虚空吗?
So isn't this empty?
那再来就是, 另外一个就是智慧增加，忧伤也增加，18节。And
in verse 18, he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
这里说，多有智慧就多有愁烦，增加知识就增加忧伤。In
much wisdom is much vexation.
谁愿意说，我很喜欢忧愁多一点，这样看起来比较有深度。
Who would say that I'd rather have more sorrow because this will give me more depth?
或者说我很喜欢忧伤，大家都不要。
Nobody wants to be more sorrowful.
因为这是不好的。
It's not good.
那忧伤的连骨头枯干。
Soul that is sorrowful eventually dries the bones.
但是知识跟智慧一直在增加，有一个结果是人不要的，就是。 忧愁跟忧愁烦跟忧伤一直增加。
But people who increase wisdom and knowledge often find their sorrows and worries increase as well.
也就是说，如果你不要这么聪明，可能就不会这个忧愁了。
In other words, if you weren't that smart, then maybe you wouldn't have so many questions.
有一次我到欧洲去啊，一个姐妹告诉我。
Once when I went to Europe, a sister told me.
她说她来美国教会访问的很痛苦。
She said she came to the to visit the churches in the United States, and she found it very difficult.
我又问她说，那是不是爱心不够啊？那冷待虐待了你？
And I asked her, was it because we didn't show you enough love, or that we ignored you or neglected you?
她说不是。
She said no.
那怎么一回事？
And then I asked her why.
她说那美国教会每一个教会都用钢琴在弹赞美诗。
She said every church. In the United States uses piano for the accompaniment.
我问他，那到底这有什么不对？
And I asked her, what's wrong with that?
他说他是读圣乐历史的，他说你去翻圣乐历史，有哪一个圣乐是用钢琴弹的？
And she studied, she had studied music and musical history, and she said, if you look in all of history, nobody uses piano for accompaniment.
所以他在美国教会坐在那个地方听，坐立不安，很难过。
So whenever she attended the services, she was very uncomfortable.
但是有时候我坐在下面听，有的信徒真的那个赞美时候，他钢琴一弹就活起来了。
But I noticed that sometimes as soon as people hear the piano start to play, they begin to liven up.
所以我们没有那个知识，就没有那个忧伤。
So if we don't have that kind of knowledge, we wouldn't worry about it.
有一天如果大家听这个钢琴弹得很忧伤，我们再换管风琴。
So if someday we find that the piano causes sorrow, then we may have to change to pipe organ.
这个是一个例子。
This is just one example.
或者那个有的人音感很好，头脑很聪明。
Other people who have other kinds of intelligence.
你拿一张票，这个免费的，让你去听音乐会，回来以后他抽到你愁眉苦脸了。
And if you give them a free ticket to listen to music, they may come back looking very sad.
因为这是初级刚刚毕业的演奏会。
Because the concert is of students who are about to graduate their recital.
但这一方面很聪明，很有智慧，所以都听到一些很多的杂音。
So a person who knows a lot about music may think that there are so many bad notes that were sung.
但是比较没有那个智慧的人又一直拍手很好。
But people who have less knowledge may applaud very loudly and enjoy it a lot.
所以这个智慧看起来是好，但是有时候带给人忧伤。
So wisdom seems to be good, but can bring us sorrow.
好像我们在外面去打球打得很高兴。
For example, if we go out to play sports.
但是太聪明的人，你注意太多啊，欧中破一个洞，臭氧破一个洞。
People who know too much may spend all their time worrying about the hole in the ozone layer.
啊，你一直打球就很忧伤了，我不晓得会不会皮肤癌。
And then you may think about that the loss of the ozone and then worry about if you'll get skin cancer by playing outside.
那我们现在人很注重这个饮食，所以你就很想要去吸收一些知识，增加你的智慧，什么对身体好，什么身体对不好。
And now people are more interested in nutrition and finding out what's important to eat and what not to eat.
那看来看去每一个报告都互相冲突，不知道到最后不晓得吃什么。
And if you look at the reports, then it seems like each one contradicts the other, and then in the end, you don't know what to eat.
所以在这个世界上，很多的智慧啊，到最后不但没有增加我们的喜乐，我们带给我们很多不必要的愁烦。
So the wisdom in this world, not only does it not bring us pleasure, but often increases our sorrow.
如果你有机会到实验室里面用那个显微镜来看那个水，所以里面好多细菌。
If you have a chance to look under a microscope and look at water, you'll find a lot of germs under there.
你要喝的时候就哎，这个怎么过滤过？
So then you'll look at every cup of water you drink and say, I don't know if it's been filtered yet.
那你如果再想到沙西米，看起来是很漂亮，那沙西米那个一直在钻，吃不下去。
Or if you enjoy eating sashimi, but if you look at it under the microscope, there are probably a lot of bugs there too.
我看那个非洲人怎么养小孩子。
And I sometimes wonder how people in Africa raise their children.
他正在下雨，他拿那个小孩子那个奶瓶啊，就下面外面淋接一点水，那个奶头挤起来就喝了，而且长得很健康。
And what they do is they when it rains they just hold the child's bottle out to the rain and then as they collect water they just cap it and give it to the kids to drink.
那抵抗力很强。
And so their immune system is very strong.
所以我们在这个世界上啊，智慧确实有它的有限。
So we can see that our wisdom in this world is really limited.
那不能够满足人真正的需要。
It's unable to fulfill our deepest needs.
揭露了生命幽暗的一面，增加人的忧伤。
And he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
那这个怎么办？
So what can we do?
我们要超越。
We have to transcend these things.
我们看马太福音十二章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音的十二章。
Matthew chapter 12.
四十二节。
Verse 42.
当审判的时候，南方的女王要起来定这个世代的罪。因为他从地极而来， 要听所罗门的话。看啊，在这里有一个比所罗门更大的。
Verse 42, the queen of the south will arise at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here.
所罗门有智慧，示巴女王来听的差不，神不守舍，非常诧异。
And Solomon's wisdom was so renowned that the queen of Sheba came especially to meet him.
那主耶稣说，在这里有一个人比所罗门更大。
But Jesus says here, something greater than Solomon is here.
就是更有智慧。
Another who has even more wisdom.
那这个人是谁？
Who is this man?
这个人就是主耶稣。
This man is Jesus.
保罗在提到十字架。
When Paul mentioned the cross.
十字架就是我们的公义、圣洁跟救赎，也是我们的智慧。
The cross is our righteousness.Our salvation and also our wisdom.
最有智慧的那一位就是主耶稣。
The one with the greatest wisdom of all is Jesus Christ.
我们要超越世界上智慧所带来的空虚，跟一些痛苦，就要进到主耶稣的智慧里面。
We have to be able to transcend the emptiness and vanity of this world's wisdom to know the wisdom of Jesus Christ.
因为我们前面读的那一节啊，我们再回到这个《传道书》第一章。
Let's turn back to Ecclesiastes chapter 1.
传道书的第一章四五节。
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verses 4 and 5.
四五节说，弯曲的不能够足数。
Verse 15, what is crooked cannot be made straight.
但是到了主耶稣这里来，弯曲就可以变直。
But with Jesus, the crooked is made straight.
所以你看那个彼得在讲道，他怎么讲呢？要做就你们脱离这个弯曲薄逆的世代。
So when Peter was preaching to the people, he said, you have to leave this crooked generation.
怎么救呢？要接受主耶稣的救恩。
And in order for the crooked generation to be saved, they had to receive Jesus Christ.
使徒约翰出来传道了。
When John the Baptist also preached.
责备那些法利赛人，毒蛇的种类。
He rebuked the Pharisees, saying they were the pit of vipers.
他们整个个性弯曲啊。
Their entire nature was crooked.
但是现在要来变质，要接受主的救恩，要悔改。
With the repentance and salvation of Jesus Christ, they could be made straight.
所以很多人这种罪性人罪性人个性的弯曲接受主有这个智慧在里面就改变了。
So a lot of people who have evil natures were able to change with the grace of Jesus Christ.
弯曲的人生观也变直啊。
And their erroneous ways and outlook on life also changed.
撒该的一生钱最重要。
In Zacchaeus' life, he used to value money the most.
被人看作罪人，他都不管了，钱只要钱就好了。
Even though other people saw him as a sinner, he didn't care. All he wanted was the money.
没有朋友也没有关系，只要有钱可以算就好了。
He didn't care that he didn't have any friends as long as he had money.
弯曲了，他的想法都弯曲了。
So we could see how crooked his thinking was.
主耶稣到他家去。
So Jesus went to visit him.
在那住了几天。
And probably lived there for several days.
撒该就变直了。
Zacchaeus then became straightened.
我要把钱一半给穷人。
He decided to donate his half his money to the poor.
我骗人就要还他四倍。
And he would return the money he had cheated four times over.
撒该一定是很聪明，他才有办法骗这么多钱，变这么有钱的人。
He must have been very smart in order to get so much money from the people.
但是现在他得到一个更大的智慧。
But then he finally received an even greater wisdom.
我们发现他有很大的改变。
We can see his life changed.
就主耶稣改变了他。
And he changed with Jesus Christ.
缺少的不能足数。
What is lacking cannot be numbered.
很多人生很重要的，在主耶稣以外你找不到的。
There are a lot of important things in life that you cannot find outside of Jesus.
人活着怎么才能得到满足？
How can we live a full life?
这个地上的智慧找不到答案。
There's no way we can find the answer in this world.
你有很多的保险，但是没有安全感，怎么办？
Even though you may have a lot of insurance, you still don't feel assured. What can we do?
没有平安，怎么办？
You don't have peace.
这个也不是地上的智慧能够给人答案的。
These things, peace and security, are not things that we can buy or find in this world.
我很怕死，怎么办？
What do I do if I'm afraid to die?
对，作为一个人书读的很多，头脑很聪明，到最后问你，我很怕死，怎么办？
If there's a person who has studied a lot and who knows a lot, asks you, what do? I don't want to die.
因为他没有盼望, 缺乏盼望。
And they ask this because they have no hope.
我生活有困难, 怎么办?
What do when I have problems?
那这一些到了主耶稣这里, 答案都有了。
But when we come to Jesus, we can find all the answers to these questions.
我就是生命之粮。
I am the bread of life.
我就是复活。
I am the resurrection.
我就是真葡萄树。
I am the true vine.
我就是门。
I am the gate.
主耶稣就是答案。
Jesus is the answer.
所以借着主耶稣能够超越世界上智慧的虚空, 进到一个更有福气的一个生活里面。
So Jesus provides the way, the answer to live a life that is full and can give us satisfaction.
要借着主这个智慧, 让我们真的心灵得到很大的喜乐。
And through the wisdom we find in Jesus Christ, we can also find joy.
我们看哥林多前书的第一章。
Let's look at
我们看这箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
得智慧得聪明啊，这人便为有福，是四节。14。因为得智慧强如银子，他的利益强如金金，15节。15。比珍珠宝贝，你一切所喜爱的都不足以比较，16节。16。他的右手有长寿，左手有富贵，17节。17。他的道是安乐的，他的路全是平安的，18节。18。他与持守他的 做生命树，以持定他的各具有福。这里说得智慧得聪明就有福气了。Here
it says, happy is the man who finds wisdom and the man who gets understanding.
那这个智慧是什么？
What does this wisdom refer to?
我们看这第一章的20节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 20.
智慧在街市上呼喊，在宽阔处发声。23节。
And verse 23.
你们当因为我的责备回转，我要将我的灵浇灌你们，我要将我的话指示你们。这个二十节说智慧在街上呼喊。Here,
verse 20 says, wisdom cries aloud in the street.
那23节说，我要将我的灵浇灌你们。Here,
in verse 23 says, I will pour out my spirit to you.
所以这样，这个我将我的灵，那我就指的神了，也是指的主耶稣。
And I here refers to God, who refers to Jesus.
那这个智慧其实就指着神本身，也是指着主耶稣。
So wisdom refers to God Himself, Jesus Himself.
那到第三章，我们这13节说，得智慧，这就有聪明了。
So in verse 13 of chapter 3, it says, therefore, who finds wisdom is happy.
也就指着认识主耶稣，进到主耶稣里面的，这个人就是有智慧，有聪明。
And that is the person who enters into Jesus, who knows Jesus, and can gain wisdom and joy.
15节说，一切所喜爱的都不能够跟他比较。Nothing
you desire can compare with her.
这里提到金子、金金，然后珍珠。And
it also talks about jewels.
你看，如果一个人结婚周年纪念，先生买了一个。 十克拉的钻戒给他，他不是高兴死了吗？
In celebration of your wedding anniversary, your husband buys a wife a 10-carat diamond.
所以这些物质的最宝贵的东西，看起来都会让人觉得很满足。
The wife, of course, would be very happy, but these material things seem to bring us happiness.
那有的人。 戴那个手表，劳力士的，戴让人看，其实那个是假冒的，但是劳力士的名字还在，他也很高兴。And
some people wear Rolex watches and they show it off, even though it may be a fake.
但这个地方说，这一切你爱的都不能跟他比较。But
in this verse it says, nothing you desire can compare with wisdom.
也就是说这你得到这些金银子都会让你喜乐了，那这一切所喜爱都不能够跟这个比较，那这个喜乐是更大的。
So the riches and honor and jewels may bring you some happiness, but it's nothing in comparison to the wisdom of God.
她右手有长寿。
And in her hand, right hand, is long life.
最长寿的是谁？
Who has the longest life?
有永生的呢?
Those who have eternal life.
马都撒拉还比不上, 有永生才是真的长寿。
Not even Methuselah could compare with those who have eternal life.
智慧的右手有长寿, 主耶稣的右手有长寿。
In the right hand of God is long life.
左手有富贵。
In the left hand, riches and honor.
贵就是尊贵。
Honor.
什么人最尊贵?
Who is most honorable?
从属灵看起来,每一个都是罪人,尊贵吗?
Spiritually speaking, all of us are sinners. Are we honorable then?
在神面前亏缺神的荣耀是很羞耻的。
And we are all fallen short of the glory of God.
那今天神赦免我们做他的儿女,尊贵。
But now that we have been forgiven our sins, we are sons and daughters of God, and now we are honored.
再来,富,就是很丰富。
And also riches.
丰富的恩典。
Riches and abundance of grace.
丰富的真理。
Abundance of truth.
这就是智慧给我们的。
And this is wisdom from God.
他的道是安乐的。
And his...
是七节,第一句。
His, her ways are ways of pleasantness.
他走过的道路是很喜乐的。
And all of her paths are peace.
你如果走在主耶稣的智慧上, 你过着这样,用主的智慧去生活, 你回头过来看,你的人生是很喜乐的。
If you live your life according to God, then you will find that your life is full of joy and peace.
为什么人会痛苦?
Why do people have pain?
那个为主受苦的常常是比较少, 大部分的痛苦都是自己做一些没有智慧的决定,走没有智慧的道路, 到最后弄出来的。
Of course, suffering for God is different, but most of the pain is brought on by poor decisions or bad judgment.
如果我们走在主的道路,有主的智慧这样来生活,到最后神跟我们同在,这很喜乐的。
But if we follow along the way that God has laid out for us, then in the end we will find complete joy.
他的路是平安的。
And his paths are peaceful.
这条路是平安的。
And these paths are full of peace.
所以他与持定他的各具有福。
And so everything that is good is given to us.
他要持定他做生命树, 让我们生命丰盛。
She is a tree of life to those who lay hold of her.
所以超越世俗智慧的虚空, 我们要进到更大的智慧, 就是主耶稣里面。
So in order to transcend the futility of this world's wisdom, we can enter into the fullness of God's wisdom.